Just scattered for the devil. Many things have just been spoiled for the kingdom of darkness. Many things they were trying to walk has just been scattered. And you will testify, because of the blood, we are alive. Because of the blood. Who is winning? Who is winning? Lift your hands and say, Jesus is winning. God is winning. The church is winning. Say, Satan is losing. The devil is losing. The agents of the devil are losing. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. This is the best place to be. The presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord. He answers all our questions. Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1 all the way to verse 7. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. Whatever you have lost is coming back together. Now, the fact that these bones were scattered from each other means that the people died for a long time. Because even if somebody died for 10 years, the skeleton will still be intact. But this one, it has taken such a long time that the neck bone, the shoulder blade, and all the humerus, the femoral, the ulna, the radius, and all the bones were scattered, and they had to come together. It was a hopeless condition. It was a long duration of disaster. It was a forgotten, concluded defeat. But it shows us that there is possibility enough in the power of God to pick a man up when people have written you off. There is possibility enough in God that when man is down to nothing, God is up to something. There is possibility enough in God that human extremity is God's opportunity. When you don't know what to do again, that is when God knows exactly what to do. And I believe and I prophesy to somebody here tonight, where you have, your energy has stopped, your wisdom stopped, your ability stopped, God is starting from there tonight and taking you where you need to go. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. We have said over and over that there is nothing too lost that cannot be found in God, no matter how lost it is. But we are seeing the restoration happening, and we are seeing the secrets of this restoration. It's in verse 1. the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out. Everything began for the bones to come together, for the flesh to, for the muscles to come on the bone, for the flesh to come on the muscles, for the breath to come into the body, for it to become a human being. It began with the hand of the Lord on the head of somebody. So what are the secrets or the keys to supernatural restoration? We are looking at just one tonight, and it is called the hand of the Lord upon the life of a person. The hand of the Lord upon a man will bring back together what the enemy scattered. The hand of the Lord. There are people struggling for the hand of human beings. There are people looking for the helping hand of man. But if you are going to be who God wants you to be, and to reach where God wants you to reach, and to achieve what God wants you to achieve in life, it will require the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. The question then is, what will the hand of God do? What are the products of the hand of God? How does the hand of God help us? We started in the first service when we looked at the life of a man called Ezra who was used by God to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, the temple that was destroyed. While Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem, Ezra was rebuilding the temple. And a major secret of the life of Ezra was called the hand of the Lord. We saw what the hand of the Lord did in the life of Ezra in the first service, and we shall not go into that now. We looked at four things that the hand of the Lord will do in the life of Ezra. All right, let me just review it quickly. First of all, we said that the hand of the Lord was the secret of divine favor and supernatural supply. Secondly, we said that the hand of the Lord was the secret of supernatural strength and stamina that Ezra had. Thirdly, we said that the hand of the Lord was the secret of the accomplishment of life's journey. That is, to be able to start and to finish happens by the hand of the Lord. We said that to live a life where your life is not full of abandoned projects, it requires the hand of the Lord. Because Ezra started a journey on the first day of June and of January and ended the journey on the first day of May. And he didn't stop until he finished. And we said that tomorrow we are going to be having an anointing service, the anointing of a finisher, the oil of a finisher, to be able to start and finish. And then fourthly, we said that the hand of the Lord was necessary for divine encounters and visitations. Now, we are going to look at other four, a second set of four in this service. What will the hand of the Lord do? Ezra chapter 8 verse 18, the Bible says, "And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Malai, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah with his sons, his brethren, 18. By the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding." What will the hand of the Lord do? First, for this service, the hand of the Lord is the secret of divine connection. Divine connection to valuable persons in life. Divine connection to needed personalities in our lives. He said, "By the good hand of the Lord upon me, I was connected." Place it on the screen. "By the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man." It takes the hand of God to jam the right people and not the wrong people. Can I go further? There are people whose lives are filled, please sit down, for the sake of those on the back seat, whose lives are filled with wrong contacts. They kept on jamming wrong business partners. They kept on jamming wrong associations. They kept on meeting the wrong friends. Entered into 5 relationships, all were wrong. It takes the hand of the Lord for the person you need to be the person you meet. Is God speaking to somebody here? For the person you need to be the person you meet. It takes the hand of the Lord to locate strategic alliances. It takes the hand of the Lord to connect with divine contacts and connections for destiny. You don't need everybody, sir. You only need the right people. Am I communicating? We have to love everybody, but we don't need everybody. We have to love everybody, but not everybody is relevant for our destiny. In our life, there are assets and there are liabilities. There are people you meet, you wish you never met them for life. There are people you also meet, you wish you have met them earlier. Why didn't I know this person on time? Why didn't I meet this man on time? Why didn't I meet this woman on time? My life would have been higher than that now. There are others who say, what brought me into such a useless contact? How did I miss road to jam this kind of person? The hand of the Lord to move from where you are to where you must go. The hand of the Lord. Am I communicating? See what happened to Saul. He came to Samuel and he said, excuse me, sir. Do you know where the seer is? You are talking to me. It takes the hand of the Lord for you to be looking for the person you are seeing. Say it in another way. It takes the hand of the Lord for the person you are seeing to be the person you are looking for. Direction. This man had a very sensitive assignment. The rebuilding of a strategic temple. He said, by the hand of the Lord upon my head, they brought me a man of understanding. How many of you know that it was only one man that David met that made him to recover everything? You forgot, eh? 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 11. When he was pursuing to recover everything, he met a man in the field that had fainted for 3 days. And that contact recovered everything in his life. I don't know where you are today, but by the hand of the Lord that is going to be released tonight, God is going to bring relevant people into your life, valuable people into your life, necessary people into your life. Are you ready for this? People that will assist you to recover everything the devil took from you. People that will assist you to get where God wants you to get. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right and say, Father, by your hand on my life, connect me with the right people in life. Take your seat. One of the things that God has helped me with is that he brought me into the right contacts on time. He didn't make me miss road in marrying by his mercies. He didn't make me miss road in mentoring. No, don't clap. I'm going somewhere. You see, because when we came to church, I know of a friend of mine who went to start a church and he had gone to three places. Is it here? Is it here? Is it there? At the end of those three places, it was none of the above. As I speak, I don't know his address. It takes the hand of God. It takes the hand of God to connect your spiritual father on time. Because you can miss road. It takes the hand of the Lord to connect your destiny partners on time. I am saying this to announce to you. The Bible says, I am the son the Lord has given to me. We are for signs and we are for wonders. If you belong to this house, my testimony shall be your testimony. My testimony shall be your testimony. My testimony shall be your testimony. The last time you misrode shall be the last forever. Shall be the last forever. Shall be the last forever. The last time you enter the wrong connection, a wrong association, a wrong relationship, shall be the last forever. In Jesus' name. Help me tell three people around you. Tell them you will never miss it another time. You will never miss it another time. Go ahead and give the Lord a shout of praise. Look at someone and say, the right people are looking for you. You have been looking for the right people. But after tonight, by the hand of the Lord, the right people shall look for you. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is the product of the hand of the Lord? Number two for this service. Ezra again, chapter 8, verse 31. Ezra 8, 31. He said, then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go on to Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us. And he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way. There were enemies positioned along the road. Along your road of destiny, there are enemies positioned. You don't need to look for anybody's trouble to have enemies. There are people whose ministry is the ministry of the supply of enmity. There are those who are wondering, what did I do wrong? It's not what you did wrong. There are people whose life mission is to exist as enemies. This man, all he wanted to do was to carry out a divine mandate to rebuild the temple of God that was dilapidated in Jerusalem. He had not informed anybody except the king. So how did the enemies know? On the road between Babylon and Jerusalem, they had positioned themselves. Let's see how this man will finish this assignment. There are people that are your enemies because your vision is a challenge to their aimlessness. Your progress rebukes their stagnation. That you are alive is a challenge. That you are not begging them is annoying them. So they are there as enemies. But what will the hand of the Lord do? Number two, the hand of the Lord is the secret of deliverance from the enemies of life and destiny. Deliverance from the enemies of your life and destiny by the hand of the Lord. Deliverance. It is the secret of preservation of life and destiny. It is the hand of God on your life that uselessizes the finger of the devil The hand of God on you paralyzes the finger of darkness on your life. Because God cannot lay his hand on you. And the devil also lay his hand on you. No. For the light shineth in darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. Am I communicating? No matter how desperate, hair is, it cannot grow on the forehead. It's a place it cannot go. Am I communicating at all? Robbers, as desperate as they are, they have never taken gun to Aso Rock. But they went there to steal. They heard there is money there. Even CBN, the one here in Abuja. But they like money. If that is the best place to go and steal, there's a lot of money there. It's only the robber that dreamt that he died. So there, it doesn't matter how desperate the witches in your family are, or the wizards, or the wicked men and women who wishes you dead. It doesn't matter how desperate they are. With the hand of God on your life, their agenda is paralyzed. Somebody say a louder amen. I speak prophetically to you. Anywhere they are planning your death, or your destruction, or your derailment, whether it's from the realm of the waters, or from the realm of the occult, or from ancestral and generational altars, or from witchcraft coven, anywhere they are planning your death, or your destruction, the destruction of the church, or the people of God, today by the hand of God, I declare that they scatter by fire. Say a louder amen. A louder amen. Look at somebody by yourself. Say, by the hand of the Lord, you are preserved. By the hand of the Lord, you are not wastable. You are not wastable. Take your seat. Our brother testified in the fifth service. The brother from Onisha. Ritual killers abducted his second son, studying pharmacy. Daughter studying medicine at a junction in Onisha. And they used diabolic powers to tell the boy, we are looking for the house of so and so. And they called the boy's father. Say, oh, that's my father. So please take us to the house. When he entered the vehicle, they hit him with something. He was gone. Next thing, he found himself in the ritual killer's den. His father was preparing to take the boy to school when he heard and realized that his boy was missing. He said he declared over 10,000 times, my pastor said, there shall be no loss. There shall be no loss. There shall be no loss. I can't lose my son. I can't lose my son. There shall be no loss. There shall be no loss. There shall be no loss. Himself had been a victim of losses. Think there are seven brothers. How many? Three of them dead. Another, some ran mad. He's the only one standing. The ritual killers placed the boy on the ritual board for sacrifice. Carried the knife up and the hand held his hand up. This is not a sacrificable one. What am I saying? He carried his hand again. Carried the hand again. They released the boy. They released the boy. And the boy left and began to look for road. He missed road in the dark forest. He couldn't find road. He returned back to them. He returned back to them and told them, please free me. They say, we have already freed you. We can't do anything with you. We have already freed you. He said, I don't know road. They carried him. Put him in vehicle.
I announce by the same mantle that delivered that boy, you are not a wastable material. Our children are not wastable. Our parents and brothers and sisters are not wastable. Somebody shout power. Shout it louder. Power. Lift your right and say, Father, lay your hands on me and deliver me from the wickedness of the wicked. Lay your hands on me, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Take your seat. Say, by the good hand of the Lord on my life, He delivered us from the enemies that lay. It doesn't matter where they are waiting for you. They will never catch you. They will never find you. Any trap they have laid for us, it shall catch those who laid the trap. In the name of Jesus, by the good hand of the Lord, we are untrappable. Shout the loudest. Amen. Wow. How many of you need the hand of God on your life? What will the hand of the Lord do? Number three, and I round off with the last number after this. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46. In the journey for restoration, what will the hand of the Lord do? And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah. And he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. If you understand the Bible, this was Elijah who told the king Ahab, prepare your chariot because rain is about to fall. Ahab started the journey and Elijah was still waiting. And suddenly the hand of the Lord landed upon Elijah. And Elijah began to run until he caught up with Ahab, until he overtook Ahab and entered Jezreel before Ahab, who started before him on royal horses, presidential jet. What is it that can make a man on bicycle run faster than a presidential jet? It's because God put him on the bicycle. So number three, the hand of the Lord is the secret of supernatural speed, extraordinary acceleration. Extraordinary is the secret of supernatural speed. When God lays his hands on you, you become faster than those who started before. If God lays his hands on you, you even become faster than those who are better. Because a horse is meant to run faster than a man. A man and a horse don't compete in race. When God lays his hands on you, you begin to set the pace for the enemy. That is, it is your footsteps that they see. Supernatural speed. And by that hand of the Lord, recovery. You see, when you run with the speed of God, you cover vast grounds in a short time. Vast grounds in a short time. What takes people 10 years takes you a year. Vast grounds in a short time. If your years and your life had been wasted, by the hand of the Lord, you recover wasted years. What you couldn't achieve for the last 25 years gets achieved in another 25 months by the hand of the Lord. Somebody get ready, because speed is coming. By the hand of the Lord, the speed that shall make you to recover. Finally, number four. The hand of the Lord is the secret of divine guidance and direction. God lays his hands on you to show you what to do and which way to go. And how many of you know that that is necessary for restoration? In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15 and 16, Elisha needed to hear from God, and he said, and now, bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played,
that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord. The hand of the Lord came upon him, and he heard, and he said,
you will hear, and you will see. Even this night, you will hear, and you will see. Say a louder amen. Somebody say, I've never heard God before. You will hear, and you will see. I don't know what God wants me to do. You will know, and you will do.
Say a louder amen. You are saying amen. Stand up like a believer and say a louder amen. A louder amen. Loudmost amen.
When I was growing up as a Christian, everybody around me was very spiritual. I was highly spiritual too. But I think I was so spiritual I could pray in tongues for hours. But the only problem is that other people, even on full stomach, they could see vision. And no one, even he just finished eating a banana. So, And for me, at that time, even if I block my eyes with super glue, I could see nothing. Lord, what is this? But I was at par with the Lord. And God began to deal with me in ways that became far more super sensitive than those that I was originally envying. I began to see things they couldn't see. I could see a devil near them and they couldn't see the devil. Why? You can't see? When the hand of God comes upon you, your limitations give way. I am saying that to encourage you. In case you say, what of me? People say God said, or God said, from this night, from the dreams of your night. And many of us are going to step into prophetic dreams. Things that God will show you in the visions of the night that will carry an unusual level of accuracy. And you will wake up in the daytime and it will just be there. Hearing and knowing and perceiving and all the ways in which God will speak. You will hear by the hand of the Lord. How many of you know you need to be guided by God? Because what you are looking for, God knows where it is. He knows the steps you need to take to get it. He knows where it is. And he's going to give it to you. Say a louder amen. So it was the hand of the Lord that began the process of restoration for Ezekiel. And that hand of the Lord is beginning a process for you right now. The hand of the Lord began the process of restoration for Ezekiel. It was the hand of the Lord that assisted Ezra to rebuild and reconstruct the temple in Jerusalem. That same hand of the Lord is coming upon you now. In standing, I want you to write down two secrets of the hand of God. Number one is the lifestyle of prayer. One of the men, the lifestyle of prayer. You can join fasting with it. One of the men in whose life we saw the unusual manifestation of the hand of the Lord was Elijah. In 1 Kings 17:1, he will say, before God whom I stand. And this same Elijah was the one, the Bible said he was a man of light passion and he prayed. James chapter 5 verse 16. And it was this Elijah that the hand of the Lord came upon in 1 Kings 18:46. Prayer. The lifestyle of prayer brings you into the proximity of Jehovah. It brings you into the proximity of Jehovah. And when you are in his presence, when you are in his proximity, You don't beg him to lay hands on you. He lays hands on you on the platform of intimacy. Many times we spend too much time with men at the expense of time with God. So we are bankrupt of anything godly. Many of us are over popular with people, but unpopular with heaven. Over popular with people, unpopular with heaven. The courts of heaven cannot recognize your voice because you don't talk there too frequently. There are places where you speak, people recognize your voice from afar. But there are those who talk to heaven and they say, who is talking there? Because they don't know the last time they heard from him. They only hear from him when there is problem. They only hear when there is war. But you come to the point now, sir, where on a daily basis, like it is said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, when you pray prayer like people breathe breath, pray without ceasing, and the only thing you do without ceasing is breathing. So pray like you breathe. Prayer doesn't mean I need money, I need a car. It is, I love you, Lord. You are faithful. Thank you for that favor I just saw. Just a permanent communication link. A permanent open two-way communication opening. That is, you and God are in permanent, your phone is on, permanent with him. Yes, Lord, thank you. I just saw what you did for me just now. Thank you. I'm grateful. Thank you. That kind of lifestyle, like Elijah, will establish his hand permanent on your life. And secondly, you want the hand of God on your life, exist as a kingdom representative. Existence as a kingdom representative. Elijah did not live for himself. He lived for a king and his kingdom. Before God, whom I stand? There are too many of us. Our lives revolve only around this earth. We are only alive for what to wear, drink, drive. Church is only secondary. Bible is secondary. There are other things that matter more than God. That's why I like that song. The verse 2. Help me not to waste my life.
Help me not to waste my life on those things that matter not. Let me live.
All I have.
All I have is yours to you. Where you send me, I will go. It's no longer I that live.
For
to me to live is right.
Sing it two more times. Help me.
Help me not to waste my life.
You can sing along. And your purpose.
And your purpose for me,
Lord. All I have is yours.
All I have is yours.
Where you send me.
Where you send me, I will go.
It's no longer
I that lives. What to me to live is fine.
Help me, Lord. Lord, I want to know you more.
just one life.
A pastor, but a full-time businessman. Represent God in the business world. Let every other businessman see you as an ambassador, a heaven's ambassador, a man that you cannot take bad business to, a man that church is ahead of business meeting, a man that will speak to you about his faith with audacity. A man that is trying to conquer money to expand kingdom. He's not trying to make money to be like everybody else. He's trying to conquer money in order to enlarge the kingdom. You are in politics, the same. You are in the academic world, the same. As a lecturer, a vice chancellor, you are seeing how you might disciple the whole campus. And turn them to God. And when you live like that as a representative of heaven, not for myself but for you, Lord, he will lay his hands on you and fry witches in front of you and clear obstacles ahead of you and open the doors that you need and bury alive those who look for you. He buries them alive. See, this man is an asset, you are a liability. Barry, go ahead. This one is profiting my kingdom. You are a minus to me. I invested you with my life and you are wasting it. Be buried. It's very, very easy to get God to walk with you. Just live for him. Hallelujah. Anybody ready for that hand of God tonight? Lift up your two hands and begin to thank God for his word tonight. Appreciate it. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him, worship him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands and ask the Lord, Father, draw me closer to you in relationship at the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus. And give me the grace, Lord, to represent you to my generation. I receive that grace now in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and speak to God. I receive the grace, Lord, to represent you to my generation. The grace to represent you, Lord, to my generation. I receive the grace.
Oh. 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 Oh.